Thanks for starting your morning with SWS Radio. I'm Scott Harreld, and I'm joined by Drew Bodine from Central Live. Tell us about your new song, Rebel Heart.
Last spring, I was sitting in church, and our senior pastor, Judd Wilhite, shared this incredible quote during his message. God makes rebels, he breaks rebels, and releases them with a cause. And I remember writing that down in the notes of my phone and highlighting it, tagging it, thinking, there's got to be lyrics to a future song right here. So it was last summer, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma at a conference with my good friend Joshua Paul, and we asked the church we were at if we could borrow one of their studio spaces. So we went upstairs, and it was right there in that room where we began writing the lyrics to Rebel Heart. And I remember coming home from Tulsa so excited about this song and what God might do through it. But I know for me personally, this just kind of resonates with the story of my life, because my sophomore year of high school, my family moved from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Las Vegas. I had 11 years of friendships in Albuquerque, and I came to Vegas where I had zero friends, didn't know anybody here. And I remember in high school, my sophomore year, a lot of people knew me as a Christian, and it didn't really help make me more friends. So my junior year, I began to live a little bit more of a rebellious spirit, but instead of it making me friends, I never felt so low and depressed in my own life. And so between my junior and senior year of high school, I remember my dad shared this amazing message. And he said, one of the most bold prayers any of us could ever pray is to ask God, not my will, but yours be done. I mean, think about that. That is an extremely bold prayer. Not my will, but yours be done. And I decided to pray that prayer in my own life. And it was that summer where I'd already made Jesus the leader and forgiver of my life, but I don't think I had completely surrendered until that point. I said, God, I'm surrendering my life, my purpose to you. And I felt like God that summer called me into full-time vocational ministry to be a worship pastor, to write songs for the church. And looking back, I'm so glad I made that decision, because my senior year of high school, I was able to make more friends than I had in Albuquerque. I was able to pray for people and help them. As I made Jesus the focus and the center of my heart, I was really able to make an impact on so many lives. And really over the last 15 years, it's been incredible to watch God show up and move and work in my life as I've surrendered to him and my calling. And so this song, Rebel Heart, I've loved hearing the stories from people, how it's already spoken to them and their story personally. But perhaps one of my favorite moments was just being in a Kingman, Arizona prison a couple months ago and hearing the men of this prison sing out this chorus. I let go and I let God be my vision, my strength and song, not my will, but yours be done. I surrender my rebel heart.
Drew Bodine leads worship at Central Church, and Drew, Matt Redman says that all worship's a response to a revelation. It's only as we breathe in more of the wonders of God that we can breathe out a fuller response to him. How do you see the difference between worship and praise?
Yeah, I know for me personally, one of the best pathways of worship that I connect to God is through nature. In fact, one of the songs off of our greater album, it's called I Lift My Eyes, and it's really a response to God's greatness and all that he's created around us. I was recently in Portland, Oregon, and we drove out to Pacific Beach, which is about 2.5 hours away. And if you've never seen the Pacific Northwest coastline, it's incredible. But right there in Pacific Beach was this area that we hiked out to. It's this cliff overlooking the ocean, and right in the middle of the ocean is this huge, huge rock formation. I've never seen anything like it. And swimming around this rock island, if you will, are whales. And then as you look down below, you see water crashing into the cliff that we're standing on. It was one of the coolest moments with God I've ever had. And I truly believe that worship is a response to the greatness and the goodness of who God is and what he's created for us and how he loves us. And worship is not about what we want or what we need. You know, it's okay in your personal prayer time to be honest with God, but I think worship is a response to his greatness. In fact, as you look throughout the Bible, King Jehoshaphat has not just one, but two armies coming upon him. And he says, God, what should I do? And God says, send your musicians out first, giving glory and honor and praise to God. So he sends the musicians out and they sing, give thanks to the Lord because his love endures forever. They don't even have to lift a sword. God uses their song to kill the enemy. Or Paul and Silas in the middle of the night, they're singing praise to God. And because of it, God shook the earth and the walls of this prison come tumbling down and their chains were set free. And ultimately, the jailer and his entire family surrendered their life to God that night because of their song. So ultimately, worship can break down walls in our lives. They can break our chains and set us free with whatever we're going through whenever we stop and we lift up the glory and the greatness of God.
Wow, worship is so powerful. We're talking to Drew Bodine from Central Live on SOS Radio.